Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And this is your main man, CG.
And today we have Candy Claire.
Hello.
Hello, Candy. How is it out there? How's the weather out in Charlotte?
You know, it feels a little apocalyptic.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you can know, well, like I have my dog and my cat and they are on high alert. Like there's electricity.
Are there storms?
I mean, they are all in the South, so yeah.
So the weather that's been really getting Texas, because I know Texas got a crazy storm, and just the Midwest, do you get some of those storms then,
being on
the
coast? We do. We get pretty bad storms here. I also think we're going to die soon. I think we got a good 8 to 10 years before the storms come, and then the oceans swallow us.
Like the Geostorm? Did you see Geostorm, by the way?
Is that a movie? Or is it a car?
It's a bad movie. It's a really bad movie.
I drove a Geostorm. Do you guys remember those?
Sweet.
That was a real car?
Yes, it was called the Geostorm.
Oh, shit. And then the movie just came out called Geostorm.
No, it didn't just come out. We just watched it.
That's hilarious. I bet it was someone drove one that named the movie.
Hell yes.
That's a cool name.
Yo, Geo, I remember the Geo Tracker. I tried to get my dad to buy me a Geo Tracker at one point.
The Geo Storm was like the sports car of the Geos.
Oh.
Geos were terrible cars. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, and I had a Dodge Neon. Also terrible.
A Dodge Neon? I had all little people cars, like a Nissan Sentra and a Honda Civic. And so I just squeezed in them, and I didn't really care. As long as I got where I needed to go. One day I'm going to have a car that's big enough for me to fit in.
You fit in now. Kind of.
Marginally.
Yes. All right. Candy, first topic is New York City energy. Because the last time we saw each other in person was we both came into Manhattan. We no longer live in that area. I live closer to it than you do now. But we both felt the chaos of it. And yet I also thought it was really fun. How do you feel about Manhattan energy at this point?
I think, you know, there's a lot of, you know, it's different now. Think, you know, crime, like all the crimes up, this, that, and the other thing by everybody. But I don't notice a difference. What I do notice is that New York has always had a specific energy and it still does. You know, it's like as much as people, I mean, I've lived there on and off for like 30 years or something. So it's like every time I'm there, I notice it's the same. But it's a lot. You know what I mean? Like people hate it for a reason. People love it for a reason. You don't get a break. When you're in it, you're in it. It's like being in a casino in Las Vegas. They set you up to be trapped. And you know what I mean? Like you have to pull slots to get out. Pay to all the tolls. So I think like the energy in New York is great. It is great. But now that I don't live in it all the time, when I do go back, it's intense. And I'm also like, how did we do this for so long?
I think the intensity makes people super hot because whenever I go there, I'm like, these people are super fucking hot. Like, where am I from? You know what I mean? Like I'm all right.
They're just dead inside and surviving.
But yes, I've always thought the intensity there, whatever y'all have to go through, makes people super hot. And
Have you ever lived there?
no, I've never lived there. No, I've gone in there once in a while, and I'm just like,
He was a male model for a bit.
I wasn't a male model because I didn't get paid. I went
You
to,
never got paid?
I got paid a few times, but
Okay.
I did, most of them were runway shows that were like, you know, if this one goes well, you'll do another one.
Right.
And then you'll start getting paid the big bucks. And then they keep stringing you like that. And so,
God, this sounds like assault.
yeah, it was still fun. I mean, I still lived
Still
with my
fun. Still
parents.
loved it.
I didn't really need to get paid. Like I still lived with my parents, so it was fine. It was just a reason for me to get wasted and go walk down a stage.
Right.
Some of the pictures I saw, it looked like it was like almost male and female Hawaiian tropic. It was just like, that's like a ridiculous way of putting it. It just looked like the clothing was very pop, like by the beach, poppy stuff. That's how I would explain.
Well, I would love to see some of these pictures. Absolutely. And are you sure it was actually a fashion show that you were walking in?
I mean, this is the thing. Like, the guy did have, there were several people, and they did put me in several pieces of clothing. So I'm like, all right, if they have all these pieces of clothing, they are a clothing designer. I don't know if anyone buys their clothing, but you know, if they have 50 outfits in the back that they can put us in, then they're probably a clothing designer. I don't know who's the audience. I don't know
Right.
who the audience was exactly, but they looked like they gave a shit a little bit.
That's
And
great.
then really it was more about like, you know, the chicks there think you're a model. And so even though you're not really, but they think you're a model. And so they're like kind of, you're already in without having to do anything.
Right.
And so that was fun.
Yeah. And when was
Ew.
this?
This is I was
A
12
while.
years ago,
You're like,
13.
this was last week.
I'd be so hurt. I'd be like, what chick?
No, we'd go me and my brother and our friend, we would go and do them, and then we'd post our pictures on Facebook, and everyone would kind of think we're models. We kind of half
Nice.
were, half
It
weren't,
fooled me.
you know. And
No,
then
you were a model. Not like professional, like hitting the Vogue cover and shit,
right.
but
I
you
got
know.
paid a few times, very small checks, so technically I was.
You looked very
Technically you
hot.
are. But I did
Yeah.
many more shows for free than shows for
Welcome to the biz.
pay.
It's all part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Next topic. Did you hear about the
Oh, but if,
NASA?
sorry, if New York people were there, if New York models were there, you look like dog shit. Yep.
No.
Yep. You think you're cool until some New York models show up, and then you look like a piece of dog
They
shit.
look like extraterrestrials, some of them. They're so like tall and gorgeous, but they almost look like, yeah, different
They were from the
species.
heavens.
It's
The
like the
men.
kids from the show Stranger Things. They went from like being like little dorky kids to like weird, insane looking model types.
I know.
Also, I think they're older than us now.
Somehow the time warp has
Right.
happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how did that?
It's
Right.
weird when the kids in a show get hot. It's weird to me. I don't know what, you know, how are you supposed to think? He's like, whoa, they're hot now. They're smoking hot. Because
You're
they're
not supposed
kids.
to
You're
really
not,
think
right?
that.
That's good.
No.
I don't think that.
No, because like even with Millie Bobby Brown, like it's odd for me as a woman to
Right.
see her go into like sexy poses mode. It's like,
She's
oh,
getting married.
I know. I know.
How
And
old
in
is she?
20, maybe 21. That
She'll always
sounds.
be 11 to me. Was she 11? Because
Oh, that
no,
was her name in the show.
she was
So she will
10.
always be 11 to a lot of people.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, she's 21. She's plenty old to look at then now.
No.
Not for me.
It's
Say
just
people in
like,
general.
no, still, she's still a baby in my eyes because we saw her as 11
I
with
know.
the shaved head, you know, even
Right.
though that's obviously not her. I feel like, yeah, I mean, you can do what you want to do. You can look at
I'm not
whatever
gonna
that
do.
is.
I'm married.
Nice. Nice save there, Siege.
Just give people, in general. I just give grown people a pass in general if they're over the age of 20, say.
I know, but like if you're above 40, mm-hmm. I don't think you should be allowed that pass. Like, I think it should be above 28, maybe even 30.
So what are you saying the difference should be? Like, you have to be not, you can't be twice someone's age. It has to come under that.
Like, it can, but like, it's not where your eyes should be going. Like, if something happens where you fall in love with someone younger, okay. But like, in terms of like scoping the area,
right,
that range, you know, like I really don't like that age. I avert my
what
eyes.
What about Leonardo DiCaprio? How he dates like the freshest, newest Victoria's Secret model?
Don't you know how women feel about that already?
How women feel about
I that? I feel like women have already agreed, like, we're not into that. He should be with Kate Winslet, in my opinion. She's gorgeous. You know, his age, his match.
I don't know much about him. He's aloof as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with him, but I think it would be nice for him to date someone his age.
I think we'd be best buds. Leonardo, if you're listening to this, if you're one of our listeners, you're welcome to call in.
So, call in. Come by. Come to the house. Swing through.
That'd be an awesome, random, unexpected email. He's like, hey, long time listener.
I know.
Long time listener. You guys are great. Engaged in privacy.
But it still doesn't really do anything for us. We're like, all right, thanks, Leo. Okay, next topic. Did you hear, Candy, about the snack ban going on?
Snack ban?
Yeah, they're going to be, I mean, now there probably will be changes made, but they said that they're possibly going to be banning Hot Cheetos, Skittles, Oreos, Lucky Charms, Trix because of cancer-linked ingredients. But it's usually just in the dye, you know, because they do like the bright colors. I feel like that when we were reading the list, it was usually because of the dyes that they're using. So
who's banning this?
I guess the government, the
like
FDA.
From everyone.
Yeah, like the U.S. Department of Food and Agriculture, whatever, saying like, these are cancer-causing chemicals.
It's probably the U.S. Department of Food is probably the one.
Department of Food?
The Department of Food.
I would think. Whatever, Siege. You know I don't do my research.
I love when you do.
What am I, the president of the Pacific? Getting banned by someone.
I mean, have you eaten any of those things on a regular basis?
What'd you say?
Have you eaten any of those things, or has Shane eaten any of those things on a regular basis?
I mean, I think Oreos, we were eating.
Yeah. Oreos just got cut recently when we got on.
What's coloring in that? What?
Yeah, you're brown. Right. I don't know what's
brown in. Number 67. No, it had something in there. It had something in there.
I'm just like guessing that these foods are going to just replace it and find the healthy version then, which is.
Well, I did just hear a podcast on CNN about a woman saying how ultra processed foods, and I would assume these fall in that category, how bad they are for you. And only in this country, of course. I went to Portugal earlier this year, humble brag, and the food there, even if you eat what would be considered junk food, it was so much, you could just taste that it was better for you because they don't have any of these chemicals there. Everything is just like fresh, you know? So
right,
it's definitely this country, it for sure is just, it we're trash dumps, like we're being poisoned. God, I'm like,
really?
I'm going to all my conspiracies about how we're all trying to be killed. But like big pharma, big processed foods, I think it's a real, real thing.
Yeah.
And it's all about money.
That's why we started eating really healthy so we could start feeling better. And then, yeah, I feel like if our government supported that more, it would be nice because now, like I just made the change a month ago, but I'm already so behind it. Cause I'm like, wait, why isn't whole wheat the main thing offered? Like, why is the majority of foods being offered ones that have very little nutritional value? You know, it confuses me. I even said to you the other day.
Sorry, just mowed the lawn.
Is he saying bullshit?
I was saying to you the other day, like, wait, how did white bread really happen? Like, I know the time when it came out, but like, why did that happen? Why did they remove the nutrients?
It used to only be for like,
I know it tastes better.
Kings and queens.
But like, why would
oh
they
my
even
God,
want
white toast? No, or like you make like cakes or pastries or whatever. It was only for like kings and queens because it's hard as shit to get all the fiber out of the wheat. But then they figured out a way to do it all the time. That's real easy.
But why would kings and queens want it if it's not as good
it's
for
so
you?
So delicious. They didn't know what was good for you back then. Back then they were dropping like flies. Age 24, you lived a long life.
I mean, if you watch anything about, you know, like Marie Antoinette, I was just watching that show Franklin on Apple with Michael Douglas plays Ben Franklin. It's actually very good. But it was the show happening and then me on my phone Googling, did this really happen? He did more than just this, you know, like looking all of the historical facts up. But it was like they all had gout. They were all suffering from something because they didn't recognize that just like drinking sherry all day and eating like garbage all the time affected their body, and they didn't have anything to combat that.
It must have been cool back then, though. Nobody would fuck with you for drinking sherry all day or smoking cigarettes in your bed at 5 in the morning, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, nobody fucked with you about it. Nobody said, like, you have to smoke that cigarette down the street.
Right.
Probably a pretty free time, but like, you died quick.
Yeah. But you had a real rip roaring time about it.
Hell yeah.
Also, I don't know if you know this about Ben Franklin, a bit of a womanizer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he? Does he look like all the pictures where he's like fat and he's bald?
He is not an attractive man, but apparently very witty.
Oh, he was out there fucking.
Mm-hmm. And he had money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a lot of like extremely unattractive dudes, even with money, are like out there like hitting the skins. I don't think it's like that. Like, you got to have some kind of swagger.
You got to have game. You got to have game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Franklin had game.
Franklin had some serious game. And it was like Michael Douglas is what, 989 years old now? And he's playing Ben Franklin, who also lived to be, like, I think in his 80s or 90s. And just the way he talked, he knew French, was talking to everybody, like major game, this Ben Franklin.
I mean, Michael Douglas has swagger. I might have to put that on because he's been fucking in these streets since.
He has.
67.
Well, do you remember he had cancer in his throat from, what was it, HPV from doing the do on a lady,
on his wife, so Catherine Zeta-Jones. He like got Larry.
Is that what he said?
It was a crazy story.
I would be like, you better tell him it's somebody.
He
else.
Like blamed her at the conference. Basically, he was like, it's from going down on my wife who has HPV. It got into my throat, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, he. It was a thing.
Oh.
Isn't that what did you told me that's why they got divorced, I think, right?
Wait, I think they're still together.
No, they're still together, yeah.
Really?
Also, yeah, she had a mental breakdown at some point as well. Because she was in a hospital near where my friend Karen lives in Connecticut.
Oh. Well, we're wishing you well, Catherine.
I mean, that was a long time ago. They're all doing fine and they're rich and stuff. So
yeah.
And good looking. So they're doing great.
Yeah. Did you want to say something? You look perplexed.
No. I'm just thinking about Michael Douglas and that he's Ben Franklin now. And that, you know, but he was going down on his wife often enough that he caught the HPV.
If Catherine
I don't think it's a
wife.
Numbers game. I think it's, you know.
He slipped up once and went down like it was all the time. And he slipped
but
up
also,
one time.
How did she have HPV?
I mean, it's very common. So
it is, but it doesn't last in the body for very long.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is HPV herpes?
No.
It's nothing.
The H and the P got me. I'm sorry.
It could do something or it could do nothing. Most of the time it does nothing. But in some cases, it does becomes cancer cells, which seems to happen here. But it only lives in your body for a certain period of time. So, you know, it
I
is like
HPV.
The common cold. You probably don't have it now.
No, not HPV? Now. I've told you this. That's why that I'm means laughing.
Mine is dormant, I guess. Went in through my throat. No. But I didn't get any symptoms. So, I was just putting it together.
All right, let's move on. I have the cervical cancer causing type of HPV because years ago, before Shane was born, well, that's the most common kind. The other kind, I believe, is the genital warts.
Well, that's a different thing altogether. That's herpes.
It's still, no, there's herpes and then there's the human papillomavirus genital warts related. Yeah, but it's still HPV.
What's even the point anymore?
Did you major in college in this or something?
When I I got HPV
and being sexual,
I had to research it because I knew I was going to have to tell all of my partners moving forward and they were all going to think it's what you thought, you know what I mean? Which is fine. I know a lot of people have that and have to say it. But I wanted to know my research.
You didn't give me the heads up.
I did. I was like, I have HPV. And you were.
You rattled the list down?
Yes. And you were like.
I think, when's the last time you were tested for this? Because I bet you don't have it anymore.
Oh, I don't. Because they have pap smears. You know. So I haven't had a positive or, you know, a negative pap smear in terms of. It hasn't been positive for HPV in a bit. But I had to get a LEAP procedure done years ago. And this was like 20 something years ago, but yeah, they take this like hot burning rod basically and scrape the first layer of cells out of your cervix. I almost passed out. I mean, smoke was coming out of my vagina. It was like, and the nurse is like, you're fine. And I was like, this does not feel fine. This is crazy. And, but yeah, I guess it took care of them.
Smoke from the burning flesh from inside you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for my surgery in a few days.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Let's talk about that topic, which is also not a lighter topic. So Candy, you're going into surgery this coming week.
Thursday. Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm actually really excited about it. So I'm getting a breast reduction, which is, I don't think I've had smaller than a D cup since the fifth grade. So even after like Lucy was born, they were like empty IV bags, but they had went in there and put an implant to like restructure everything else. And they were probably around a D, but over time, because my body is going to do what my body is going to do, got bigger. Then I had the implants replaced because they had a shelf life. And then discovering that I've had some back problems and all kinds of stuff that I'm like, I'm done. Like, this is what going into a third time for this. I just want like to not be in agony all the time. And so went and had a consultation, same surgeon for all of them, Dr. Ferrari, you know, like, so you know, he's good.
Hell's
and
yeah.
So it's like, they have to take out implants. They have to restructure. They're doing a reduction. Then it's a full lift. So I'm out for 6 hours. For this. So it's a pretty big deal, but I was definitely in coming up with this decision and financially figuring this out. It was like very, very overwhelming. But then getting to a point in my brain where it was like the quality of life that I'm going to be able to have. Like I signed up for a 5K in October. Like I've never been able to run a 5K, or certainly not comfortably, because you can't breathe because everything is just so tight. Right. So I'm very excited about being able to have a different kind of a lifestyle. And I'm 48. So being able to sort of go into the second half of my life, because it's more than second half, but you know, and live differently. Something I never imagined in my life that I would be able to do. But also like your brain, like your limbic system is like, you're probably going to die. So it's like, I'm very excited about this quality of life, but then like there's this other part of me. It's like, what if you don't wake up?
Well, don't think like that.
Well, I mean, what's the percentage? Well, the question I have is, you were rocking D's in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Is that what you were saying?
I love that. That's
what stuck. Like, yes. I wanted to ask that about that. That was the first question that came, and that's right. Impressive. But anyway, Kate, did you have anything?
Oh my god. CG.
Sorry. This is what my head did. This is what my brain was.
Yeah.
That was like the very start.
It was the beginning. Right. I wanted to start at the beginning. You know what I mean? Right.
No, I think it's exciting, like what you're saying, because clearly our body has so much intelligence to it, and it's saying like, this is too much weight here. And yes, yeah, be freer in those ways. You know, worrying about surgery is normal, but I think it's wasted fears. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you're
well,
healthy.
That's the thing. Logically, I know that's not the case, but I had this conversation with Sarah, my healer, thanks to Kate. And she was just saying, but your brain has a limbic system, which was just like the chemicals were just going to tell it because they're preparing you. It's
right.
Like kind of like, and it's a real thing. So obviously it'd be weird if I was just like,
really chill.
Yeah, let's fucking go. Just sticking the needles in myself.
Right. Yeah.
Doing it myself.
But I think once it's over and you're feeling good and you're healed, it, you know, you'll probably feel lighter and your whole system will balance.
Yeah.
Because you know? I've noticed that a lot of my girlfriends who have had some kind of surgery, breast surgery, a lot of them have gotten them removed in the last 10 years. So I do think our bodies are so sensitive. And we started feeling that, you know, because we're in our 40s. It's like, oh, you got to be pretty perfect now with your diet and not moving the wrong way. You hurt your back, you're fucking out.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's a gift to really listen and be sensitive and make the changes it's asking. So I think this is going to be a good one.
Yeah. Because then once you master it and like you master it, all the little things you shouldn't be doing and then like the right foods to eat and all that stuff so that it does agree. Once you're like over past that, then you're good. I think you can like it's smooth sailing maybe after that.
Yeah.
You can maybe get in better shape than you were before, you know, like once you master it. Some people get killed by it or whatever, get broken down by that. But I think some people get past it and figure it all out. And then they're killing it. It's like the old dude with a six pack swimming at the gym. That dude figured it out. And like, you know, he's not purple like the Roy dudes. You know, his skin's not purple like the Roy dudes. And like, so, you know, like, oh, he figured something out. There's some there's them walking around at the gym.
Yeah, I'm definitely very excited because it's also like a mindset of like, even when I look at, because I live like on running trails and stuff, when I look at them, it's like I'm ready to run. You know what I mean? It's like my mind is definitely in position to like, let's fucking go, man. You know what I mean? Like, and excited to have people, runners, talk about getting that rush. You know, when you get to like a certain point and it's like, you have this overwhelming energy, it just feels good in your body. I've never, you know, I'm like, what the fuck is that? No, thank you. I'll have bourbon. So I'm excited to be able to have that feeling or at least attempt to be in a position I can attempt to get there. So I know it seems silly and, you know, but it's a small thing, but it's like, you know what? I'm like, I going through my closet and looking at clothes and stuff and thinking, oh my God, this is going to fit. Or it's just, I'm excited. I'm very prepared. I'm excited. And
running outside is my number one favorite thing.
Yeah.
Like it's not that easy to do it all the time. You don't got the time or whatever, but it's my favorite thing to do. And I can go do it and like, you're breathing in the air from the trees. You go to a air or something like that. Like, I really feel like it does more for you than they even know. Like, just sucking
bragger.
Natural wind. Like, no, because I feel, because I'll be feeling great afterwards. And then, it does. When you do it on a regular basis, you just feel better in general.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, I was telling a girlfriend of mine, I can't remember what we're talking about. It was basically about being sexually powerful, right? Or using people, right? And it goes on both sides, as men and women, whatever. And I'm like, when these things come off and I'm like out there, I can't make any promises. I'm not going to be hoeing it up.
Yes. Yes. I love that. It's so free.
Hitless and free, baby.
Nobody's so free on this podcast. I love it right now. You can't make any promises. That's a good way to put it. That like you're gonna be doing that.
Right. I don't know how I'm going to feel, but I'm going to lean into all of it, all aspects of it. You know, I've
Leaning
never
in makes sounds
been,
like.
I've always had bad posture because I've always been like this, not just because of the weight, just because of being self-conscious. So now I'm just like looking up suits with like, with just bras.
Suits with bras. Hell yes. We gotta get you some of you those, baby. Wait, it's like pants,
I'll
it's
tell
like
you what,
suit
like a
pants
silk
and a bra
pantsuit,
top.
but like just like a bra top.
They have that?
See, they got everything, babe.
Calm down.
No, that Manhattan shit, baby. That's good.
That's
That's
not New
Manhattan. It is.
Yorkers.
I was gonna say, I'll get one of those if I officially leave teaching. While teaching, you could totally.
Right.
Is there a men's version of that? Like a suit with
Yeah,
a
well,
little
look at
banana hat?
Jared Leto's Instagram. I don't know how I get stuck in that rabbit hole because I'm just like fascinated by how terrible it is. And I'm also just like, what? Always in a suit with no shirt.
Whose
Always.
Instagram?
Jared Leto.
Is that what he does? He does a suit with no shirt, so he has a tie
Yeah,
still?
he's an odd man, and has odd choices, but also he's in a band.
Does he wear a
So
tie with the no shirt?
no.
No,
Because I
it's
would do
like
a
some
tie.
chains, man, some chains and some like really pretty lady hair and then like a suit. But he does a lot of things where it's like he'll walk in and he'll hold up a shirt and then it goes shh, and then he's like all jazzed up in his outfit.
Like, and then the shirt disappears.
And then he becomes like the guy dressed up ready and he's posing in the thing with like his eyeliner and stuff. I highly recommend you're gonna get stuck there. He also
You
seems to
sure are now.
climb, he climbs tall buildings in like flip-flops.
That's what he's doing? That's real?
Yeah, if that's a real thing. What did they call it?
That I don't think they really named yet.
Urban.
I know what you're talking about, and I forget parkour, but in
Yeah,
like flip
maybe.
flops.
Yeah. But it's like slides, croc slides.
Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah, Jared Leto's an interesting one. He's always been very good looking. He's
He's
definitely an
very odd.
artist.
He's very I don't know. There's something very effeminate about him. I mean, obviously he's played all he won has an Oscar for that. But it's like it's just he I don't know. Obviously there's
My
something about him, but
like
I'm
my so-called life, Jared Leto, is my favorite
right.
Jared Leto.
Yeah, I think
No,
mine
but
too,
that's
because he's a
not fair
regular
because he's young.
person. Now it's like I don't know what to make of the
I
guy.
mean, he was a regular person and a god. And it's why you wanted them to get together. And when they held hands in school, it's
Right.
so important, you know, that scene.
Aww.
Because he showed that that's his girlfriend for like a split second.
You really took in.
Was really
Yeah.
touched. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I watched that.
Was a popular
Yeah.
show back in the day.
It was.
Yeah, now I did like him actually as the Joker. He was a
He's
bit
a very good
controversial.
actor.
He
Like,
was very good
he's
at.
great in everything he does. He's, I mean, like, he very, very talented.
Yeah, I just heard
But
he's
it was
very
just like I've never
eccentric.
been interested in anything outside of that. So I can't remember. Like Instagram is now sponsored post, sponsored post, sponsored post. For whatever reason, this came up. And then I was like, well, this is a rabbit hole that I have to go into.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Now you know you can do that look. Maybe
A
she's a
shirt off
male
suit.
model
You
again.
can't do a shirt
Yes.
off suit unless you're famous and you're like at places where you could do that.
I don't
Yeah.
know. I'm
If
gonna
we
do
did
it.
that around here, that would be crazy.
I mean, a shirt off suit just means nice pants, right? Just means
Yeah,
dress
do a
pants.
nice
Because I
jacket.
have that. So I
Yeah.
have a shirt off suit.
Yeah, you'd have to wear the suit, just no shirt
Dress
over.
pants and my
So
Dockers
your pecs have to be.
shoes.
You need the jacket though, too.
Yeah, you get the jacket,
Oh,
see?
he's shirt off under a jacket.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're on the same page.
Otherwise, you're just Mike working on his car in the driveway.
Yeah.
Well, in dress pants is what I was
And his
picturing.
Dockers.
No, it's a suit with no shirt. It's still got the. It is
Oh,
like.
I'll totally. Oh, that's dope. Okay, so you see
Yeah.
the chest zipper. The
The
chest
chest.
zipper. It's a male, the muscle there. If you
Yes,
got
you're
good
supposed
chest
to
pecs,
be.
you got a
Wait, am
chest.
I going to have one of those?
Oh my God.
No, chicks have chest. You have a little bit of a chest zipper.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards, and say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.
Yeah. All right. Next topic. So, Candy, did you see the clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene in Congress making a comment to Jasmine Crockett about her fake eyelashes by any chance?
Yes, I have lashes, by the way. And although they're a little dead right now because pre-op, but I mean, the whole thing is just a joke. Even everybody's reaction to it, how long it took to get through it, right? I also recognize, like, that is the way those things kind of are. Like, if you see any clips from in England, like Parliament from gazillions of years, it's a lot of just yelling and rudeness, and that's just, I don't know, for whatever reason, the tradition of how things are supposed to, how our laws are decided. And so, yeah, I did see it, but it's also like, you know, even, what's her name? The good one, AOC. Even her reaction, her reaction was childish. And I just thought,
she was like, baby girl.
Yeah. It was just kind of like the whole thing was so stupid.
But I have to say, because Jasmine Crockett said back to her eventually, like, oh, so it's not a problem then? Because they tried to get the words removed. They wouldn't. So then Jasmine Crockett said, oh, if it's not a problem, then can I say...
Blonde, bitch, built...
Bleach, blonde, bad, built, butch body, I think is what she said.
But isn't that a compliment? Like, to be a bad bitch?
No, she said bad built, like a bad build.
Oh,
butch body. So she was saying, you know, and people are like, oh, that's awful. And I just think, like, yeah, but the other woman started it. You know what I mean? And I just feel like some people like to start some shit, but then when it comes back to them,
of course, like, they can dish it out, but they can't take it.
And you're kind of seeing that a little bit at work sometimes, you know, like some people like to play a little too hard and add some meanness into it. And when you're like, all right, I'll do that back, they're like, oh, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just thought, it's like that sound of people just yapping at each other. I hate it. That's why I hate, and Kate and I have talked about this before, like listening to podcasts where there's several people talking at the same time. I'm like, who wants to sit through this? Like, you know, so they kept playing. I'll listen to the news in the background during the day when I'm working, and they kept playing it. And I was like, I can't listen to this at all because they kept playing those sound bites, and all I hear was like, bah, 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 you know, screeching monkeys.
You don't watch any of that at all, I don't think.
Can't do it.
Speaking of videos, did you guys see the Diddy one?
Yes, I had that as one of the topics. I don't think he saw. There's a video of P.
Is
Diddy.
Is he peeing on somebody?
No, he's not.
I was just wondering. I mean, you say,
like, that's where the pee came from.
They're talking all this shit. So exactly. Now you're going to see why they call me pee. You're about to find out.
No.
Youngster. Sorry.
The video is of him beating Cassie Ventura. Like, she was on and off girlfriend, mistress. Because one of Kim Porter's so-called friends, I'm hoping it's not an anonymous person, is saying that Cassie watched Kim Porter get beat by P. Diddy and laughed. So, I mean, who knows exactly what's true or not, but, and P. Diddy put out an apology video already.
He did?
Yeah, unless it's AI or something. Yeah, I saw an apology video. I only could watch clips because he did one with like his face really big in it. And I was like, I'm not taking on that energy.
So I haven't paid attention to any of this stuff, right? Kind of like, you know, I guess then there's other sexual abuse claims and things coming out from different years in this past. And I just have never been in that world. And also none of that is surprising to me. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay. Are you guys shocked by this?
Right.
But then when that video came out, it was shocking to watch it because it was quite clear that it's someone that had no problem doing it in a public setting, number one. So imagine what they did in private.
Right.
And the way that he did it, it looked like it definitely was just his reaction to things all the time. It was pretty awful to watch.
Yeah, he like kicked her a couple times too.
You know what bothered me the most is when he took her bag and her purse, which it was like, for me, that was the scariest part because it's like, you're not getting away. It was like, I'm taking your stuff so you can't leave. That was for me that like sent chills down my spine. Not to mention, obviously, he was kicking her and beating her and throwing glass at her. But the fact that he took her bags, like, really, like, made me sick. I didn't know. I was like on every Twitter known to man or X or whatever it's called now, like looking up reactions to this. Because all of a sudden I was invested because of that, because of the bags. And then I didn't realize he had put out. I also didn't realize there was beef between him and 50 Cent either.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I did not realize that there was a camera videotaping that ass.
I know. Well, and the other thing was, you know, he paid the hotel $50,000 to keep that footage. And wow. They did it.
That's so fucked up of them, too. Yeah, because it was like her. She had her bags. She must have just left his room. She was trying to leave. I think it was like by the elevators or something. Mm-hmm.
She was waiting by the bank of elevators.
And then he runs out in like a towel. Like
does all this, by the way, holding the towel with one hand, beats her in socks.
Beats her bad. Yeah, it was fucked up. So, yeah. I mean, at least the footage is out, and I'm sure more and more is going to keep getting released from the industry. And, yeah, don't be a woman beater. Don't be an anyone beater. Okay, anything you want to say before we get to the next topic?
I'm not. I gotta watch the video.
I know. I should, but you don't like to know the topics really beforehand. I mean, I should have shown.
Let's change that to if there's a video for the topic, you show me the video.
If there's a visual component,
We just amended the rules.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
So before I read Candy's tarot, and I would like you to be maybe the hype man and give your input as well, but she won't necessarily take it in as strongly because yours might be more jokes. But you never know. Okay, so our last
topic. Do you know how to read tarot now?
Do I?
Yeah.
I do not.
Just if he feels anything funny he wants to add.
Oh.
Can. So he doesn't have to just sit there. You can add what you feel. But the last topic before
that. I think you should just give her a good reading. I may or may not speak.
Right.
Okay.
That's just be chiming in with yes.
Or if something about your boobs comes in or hot, like I approve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was this portal, and I say portal in quotes because is this really?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The portal from Dublin to Manhattan. So CG, there was like this big circle. It's like a big video camera FaceTime thing almost, and they call it a portal because it's like live Manhattan people can see people from Dublin.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Right?
So people were quite excited. Is it a portal? Not so much. I mean, it would be a portal if we could walk through it and be there. It's more, you know, portal-ish, fine. But I guess they shut it down because a man mooned it. And
I think there was a lot. I feel like, I mean, from the jump, people were like, And, you know, it just got pretty wild. So, I mean, I would imagine there was a lot of jerking off and small children on the other side. Oh,
horrible.
Candy made a jerking off symbol, but the audience couldn't see exactly, you know, so a skeet, 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 skeet symbol.
What do I imagine it to be?
Wait, were people really also jerking off in front
I
of it?
I think so. I mean,
what is wrong with people?
Skeeting onto the portal.
I could be making that up. I could be wishful thinking. But, I mean, Louis C.K. did it.
That's great that you just came up with, like, listen, from the jump, people were just skeeting up over it.
Right.
Because that's just what you
there
think.
There was even an instance where a woman, I think, tried to crawl through it and got hurt. I mean, it's just mania.
Was it, you know, like, what a I mean?
Yes.
Dumb bitch. Sorry. That was harsh.
I'm sure there's video elements she tried to climb of all of this. Her. And again, like I could be making all of this up. Yeah.
And attracted a lot of mentally ill people. Yeah. They heard Portal and they went.
I would have loved it if I could see people from Dublin. And don't they have, like, accents or something? Or a different language?
Yeah. Listen, well, accents. English?
They do. They have Celtic.
Yeah, I feel like that would be pretty
but
fun.
They speak English. Yeah.
For some Manhattan kid to get high and then go to the portal and talk to some Dublin kid who's also high or through the portal.
Yeah, and then they show dongs.
They're like, are your dicks the same as ours?
Yeah. And then they're not, by the way.
Like, if you look at it, from just, like, human behavior, it's just funny that this screen shows up and people want to whip their dicks out or their butts. It's like, ooh, Ireland?
Yeah.
Here's my ass. Like, what an interesting reaction. Like, I'd want to wave and maybe I'd be like, oh, how's it over there? And then I'd be like, all right, moving
on. Another reason of why we choose the bear.
You have to explain that to Siege. He doesn't know that. Do you know that?
So it was a person who was, like, doing, I can't remember. He was a feminist guy who does, like, studies or whatever. He kind of put, like, a proposition question out there that was, if to women, if you were in a forest and you had to either be with a grizzly bear on this island or a strange man, what would you pick? And all the women are picking the bear. Because it's statistically, you're less likely to die that way. And you could predict their actions, where with some sort of strange man, you will probably get raped and murdered pretty quickly.
Yeah. I don't got no arguments for that.
You're one of the rare ones.
There's a lot of creepy dudes out there.
You don't have any, like, creepy dude.
Like, weird things in my past or anything.
You're good.
No, what I mean is, as a woman who's alone with a man, like, you don't give, like, you're not really hitting on women. Women usually were hitting on you, myself included. So
yeah, my game works in reverse. I don't have any offensive game. I have defensive game.
Right.
But it worked for you.
It did.
So
yeah.
All right, Candy, are you ready for a tarot reading? And then if there's time, I do have some more topics. Actually, while I shuffle, how do you feel about crystals? Do you think crystals work?
No.
Wait, I do.
We
skipped something that I think is pretty important. You were talking about people loving to show their butts to the screen. And it made me think of when we were in college and this thing, when somebody fell asleep in the fraternity, you get a picture of your bare ass on their face.
That's so...
Why? I don't know. Was
that's
it
how you? That's how you totally. Get pink eye.
What's that?
That's how you get pink eye.
That's disgusting.
I guess so. Yeah, yeah. So, and but what I found out was, because I did one night when somebody fell asleep, and what I found, I put my butt cheeks around someone's face, so their nose was kind of in my, like, I did the full
CG
butt around their face, right? I thought ass face. That's what it sounded like to me.
That's a gay act, in my
opinion. I mean, it's pretty. It's fucked up.
Like,
but
you
that
had
kid
someone's
woke
nose
up. That
in
kid
your
woke
ass.
Up and started swinging on me. So I went a little too far with it. I didn't know how it was performed, but it's supposed to be just a butt cheek is against, like, your cheek.
I just said why to choose CG over the bear, and then you gave a real
this, like, his whole human centipede experience.
Fraternity house stuff was weird, okay? There's, you know, but you're supposed to, if somebody falls asleep, you say, oh, we have to get a pic, you know, you have to get an ass face pic, of this guy. And it was just something that you do. Yeah. Ass face. But I found out it's supposed to be a cheek on a cheek.
Yeah.
I found
I'm
out
glad that we went back. That is a
I got swung on, but he was much smaller than me. So there's no way that that dude could beat me up. But for someone else, it would have been very scary. And they might have got hurt.
I think you owe him an apology.
Let's call I'm him. Sorry. Let's bring him in.
I do apologize. If he's out there listening, I do apologize for that. It was uncool. But like, don't fall asleep at a fraternity party,
no.
dog.
No, don't.
Dog,
that's
don't
you
fall
trying
asleep
to...
at a fraternity mm-hmm. party is rule number
it's
one.
It's his fault. You're saying
for
he brought
dudes
it on himself.
And chicks,
victim
definitely, blaming. Right? Am I right? The fact that I was the person who did it, that's not, I apologize for that. But it's still, it's both of us should have learned a lesson.
Really, you, mostly.
We're not victim.
I was young. I was young and it was the culture. And I was,
so you're
I was
very
a victim
impressionable.
Of the culture.
And we already know that you're very impressionable.
How do you
You've
know
gotten
that?
Better because Candy might not know this, but he once told a story that when he was a lifeguard in Cape May, he was a virgin at the time, saving himself for Jesus. No,
not I wasn't going to have sex with
because
Jesus.
Because of Jesus. But saving himself.
You know. Yes.
Because of Jesus.
I'm sure you're not the first.
So all these older lifeguards, their advice was you should go down on like every chick you make out with. Do that. And he like did, and that's
totally.
Crazy. He would do it, and then he like bounced.
There was
you didn't get the HPV.
I know.
I don't know. I don't think.
So I'm just saying,
I think you would
know. Impressionable. He, yeah. But there should have been no butt cheeks in that man's face. That's horrible.
He wasn't that respectable of a man. Let's start with that. Like your picture. Who are you picturing? Obama? It wasn't like it's.
I wasn't. Until now.
What?
This was like kind of a half-assed, you know, fraternity kid. Was, you know, and he was older than me.
He deserved it.
I was a freshman.
You
he
should
was a
share
sophomore.
That story
just falling asleep
at your
fraternity
next
party.
At your next job interview. You should share that.
Yeah.
They'll respect me a lot for doing what had to be done.
They're like, is there something you regret in your life? Like, one time.
Actually, I don't regret it.
Yes. At the end.
How about what I don't regret?
Those people are great. The people with no regrets, you definitely want to hire.
Right.
Those people. They're great to work with.
Okay. Candy. First card, Ace of Swords reversed. And in the card, we've got this woman and her brain is almost becoming the Fibonacci code sequence. It's like a staircase that looks like a seashell. And then we have what looks like a crow or a raven in the background and a lot of hieroglyphic symbols.
Ooh.
So this is you starting to think in a whole new way. Consciousness raising. There's a little bit of a block. And interestingly enough, the surgery might have you surrender in a certain way where you are thinking a bit differently. And it's just kind of like using your voice to speak more clearly your out there concepts, you know, or maybe what your third eye is seeing. But it's just going to be a new way of expressing yourself and also staying really in tune with your body and expressing your limitations, what you need. But it's just a new way of expressing, of speaking up. But there's a whole new type of consciousness that's kind of right now, it's in the creative mode, I'd say, or like the transformative. There's something going on. But when it clears, it's time to pull from it and speak it.
Mm.
Anything you'd like to add?
Hell yeah.
That's it. Okay, thank you.
I didn't have anything for
you. You don't have to add anything. I was just seeing. So, 10 of Cups, and it was reversed. So I'm just going to add that. So this is about you having your happy ending. And happy ending makes me think of, unfortunately, the masseuse stuff that goes on, but it's really not that. I just had to mention that because it made me think of that. This is a different kind of happy ending. This is saying, like, you have manifested so much that actually you're forgetting to be grateful for at times. So your happy ending might not look like what you thought it was going to be in this exact moment, but it's more suited to you. You're not a typical person, a typical woman. you know, and you're still manifesting a whole lot. So this is kind of linking to the last card of like your happy ending and your success is linked to being able to speak your exact truth and your thoughts. And you already are very authentic, but this is the next version of it. As you become more sensitive and listen to what your soul and body needs, and you speak that, you're going to be able to manifest what maybe feels more like, oh, this is, and when I say happy ending, it's not really the ending. It's more of like having your present moments be like, yes, I've arrived. This is what I meant to co-create. I feel good here. And being proud.
Is happy ending always?
And speaking of cups, maybe B cups.
Yes, that's true.
Bees can be very respectable.
I feel like we have the breast expert.
Yeah.
No, bees are. And you're going to have like a, this is me sounding pervy now. I was going to say you're going to have a nice good bee.
Nice
you know?
Good rack, are you about to tell her?
Yeah, I take back.
Listen, you could tell her that.
No, because it sounds like I'm being a perv and I didn't mean.
Okay. I mean, don't do it on my account.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, and
is cups? A happy ending always a hand job? Like, are you paying for a hand job at the end of a massage?
Pretty much. I mean, maybe sometimes they do some other things, but basically.
It's they put their ass in your face.
While you jerk off. So, I don't know.
We're on the portal.
Yeah.
Fall back.
That was nice. That was real nice. So like, but when you leave a happy ending, you're just like, I bet that's a pretty shitty feeling. Because you just jizz and you probably pay like $50 for a hand job. Is that basically what it is?
Yeah, but I
feel a lot of probably good lotions.
Oh, with good lotions.
And so, I think so you still get a massage. I think you still get like a massage.
Right. Just leave. The ending. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just a jerking off. Like you actually get a massage.
Yeah, there, it's like a whole massage. Like it's, you get your money's worth and then some. So tip well.
I thought you have to give like an extra 50 for a hand job, which is kind of the worst job.
I've never myself gone into one of these situations.
You've never gotten a happy ending?
I have not.
I don't know if they have women happy end. I guess
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, you just get fingered.
Ew. Jeez, come on, man.
Sorry. That is not okay.
You don't look like you regret that statement. Or the butt cheeks thing. Anyway, oh, this is what I wanted to say.
If you fall asleep, they put their butt cheeks.
That's assault. It's assault, sir.
Yeah.
So with the 10 of cups, cups also represent emotions. So it's allowing yourself to open up in that way too and really feel. And you know you're very sensitive, but it's like getting to that next stage of really honoring your feelings and being okay with feeling so deeply. Last card, 5 of swords. So you can see we got some crows here, bothering his mind, his thoughts. There are some negative belief systems and thoughts that can be around you sometimes, whether it's work or going out into this world full of maniacs, you know, and it's just you learning how to feel the excitement without having to enter anyone else's negative belief systems or getting into conflicts with people that, and I don't feel like you do get into many conflicts, but it's like not entering that negative catty energy and just clearing. And I think that's really important for as you enter the surgery and then you'll have the healing, like really making sure your space is not toxic at all. It's filled with positive thoughts, people who are going to help assist your healing. And yeah, it's like you're walking away lighter, but not just in that way. It's like you're releasing something. You're allowing yourself to feel good. And that's the direction you're going in. And just knowing like when people are taking your thought systems or, you know, just pay attention to after you talk to someone, if you're feeling a little extra headache or things like that, because I think you're still taking on some other people's negative energy. So just be aware of making sure you're in a place where you can clear your thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's definitely, I think, something, especially with even just pop culture and stuff that we're all kind of dealing with. But I also have a teenage daughter. So yeah, it's a lot of clearing.
Yeah, because it's easy in this world, I think, to get sucked into anything. I mean, I try to not pay too much attention to the P. Diddy stuff, even. Like, I like to be caught up
in it.
But I think even, like, the Drake, Kendrick stuff, like, I'm interested in it, but you can enter something, even if it's just, like,
pulling
it too much. You can enter and actually take on some of the energy of that.
1,000%.
So it's really just being, you know, are you feeding yourself? Are you feeding your soul? What kind of interactions are you having? Are you talking about enlightened aliens enough? You know, just sure that you're in that mindset of healing and making sure that you're surrounding yourself with as much healing energy as possible.
Definitely. And then you were saying about crystals.
Oh yeah. Which you actually don't believe me.
Well, you took me to get crystals, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think I have enough knowledge of understanding. I mean, you gave me like the basics, right? So I had going into life with the basic knowledge, but also I don't have the commitment to the follow through of this one does this. You have to put them in the sun. Like, I know that's a whole thing and utilizing them on a regular basis, right? They're not part of my diet, if you will.
Got it. Yeah, charging them is best, but I honestly don't charge mine even enough, but I do, you know, hold them, honor them, try to feel them. And yeah, I'm pretty entranced by them, but I was just curious how you thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there definitely was a time, especially with the quartz wands, but I was also like trying to get laid. So I was like trying to be cool about stuff. And I'm like, do you feel this on your body?
That's dope. I would have fell for that every time.
CG, did you know that there are some dildos made of crystals?
Yes.
Did you know this?
I thought you had one.
I did, but he's
wait. I think that you had just a regular crystal that you decided was a dildo. But yes. I believe that the ones you're talking about are actually shaped like wieners.
No, yes. No, that's what I'm talking about. I've never purchased one of those. They're quite expensive.
You put it in the sun, charge it up, and then
I don't know if you have to put it in the sun, but some women buy the penis shaped ones to use as their dildo. And I believe some of them experience a recharging, like the crystal properties themselves gives them.
That actually sounds pretty cool to me. If it could do that. If there is a way to charge yourself up like that.
Would you ever put a very thin one crystal into your butt if you knew it was going to charge you up really well?
If it was going to charge me up, I'd do it every day.
Don't you think about the shards coming off? Like,
the shards? There's no shard.
Right?
Wait, are you talking about the one that she had that she decided?
No, let's get off of that one. But no, mine was safe. Mine was safe. I bought it from a safe place. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the ones that they sell. It was called
Safe Place Christmas.
The ones that they sell in penis shape meant for that specifically, they don't have shards. They're like polished. Now, who knows? I mean, crystals are imperfect things. A piece could maybe break off inside, but I would.
Right? Well, because I'm imagining the wand thing that I was just telling you about.
Oh, selenite?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Selenite. Yeah, that can be tricky. But honestly, I feel like if some selenite got into the woman's vagina, it could do wonders, maybe. It's a real.
I'm going to doubt it.
Yeah, get back to us.
Now I'm worried about the shards. I don't think I'll be doing the experiment that you guys are doing.
So many shards. I think if you get the kind that's meant for it.
Shard free.
A really thin butt one that you want me to get?
Oh my gosh. I was curious because I do think it could.
You could put a tiger's eye in your butt.
Oh, a tiger's eye one? You'd be so fierce the next day.
Does it make you fiercer?
It's like, yeah, it's a strong, powerful stone. You'd be, now I'm not sure, you know, anally how it would do, but I don't think it could hurt unless it was a big thing.
Unless
you're like really using it in like if you're using it more as like a gentle suppository for a second.
But what if it got lost? Can it get stuck up in there?
And you're an amateur, okay?
I feel like it can't get lost because you just give it a push and it's out. You know what I mean? Like once it's up, like that's an exit.
What if you put it up your nose? And then it went through your whole body.
Oh my God, I think you'd be dead.
Oh. Or recharged, one or the other.
Roll the dice, you know? When I wrote down crystals, I didn't know this is where we were headed, but I'm okay with it. And I like to know that you're pretty open-minded.
Right.
Look, anything
and open-assed.
And open-assed.
Anything is going to supercharge me and give me kind of powers for my day.
Yeah.
I'll give it a go.
Okay. We did a little ceremony the other night. We did some sage. I went through the tree of life. You held crystals. You know, we're trying to make some magic happen.
Mm-hmm.
No processed foods.
Yes.
I wish it was zero, but pretty much no processed foods, right?
I think we do.
What about deli meat? Is deli meat processed?
It is, but it's not. Did you say tofurkey?
No, regular turkey, like regular turkey slices from the deli. Is that healthy? I like how Matt became the nutrition expert.
I know that deli meat in general is obviously full of sodium things to keep it so it doesn't go bad, like so it has a longer shelf life. But I think obviously there's versions of that. Like if you're getting it sliced from the deli, it's probably from a baked turkey.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
Candy, where can the listeners find you?
I'm just at Candy Claire on Instagram. And just, you know, I guess look for me running in your neighborhood. Like Forrest
Gump. Yes. The running days are ahead of me. And hopefully one of these days my foot will be healed and I can be off.
Yes. We'll just be tooting all around.
Yeah. I'm so jealous. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you for having me.
Everyone have a great night. Bye.
Bye.
Or whenever they're listening, day, afternoon.
With ass in their mouth.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.